Courtesy of the 2ZG Sound Time Machine, we go back now to 1958, to the 24th of November. Not a long hop, just 21 years. But the event that we broadcast now, in fact, celebrates a reenactment of an event which had occurred in 1769 at Anara Bay. Our commentator, Leo Fowler.
With the singing of that haka, Kura Te Waka, the Maori people of Anara Bay welcomed Captain James Cook and invited him to haul the canoe ashore and to visit their marae in peace and friendship. At least, that's the way it was when the reenactment of Captain Cook's landing at Anara Bay on Saturday, October the 21st, 1769, was staged with colourful pageantry yesterday morning in the presence of some 300 people. The occasion was the unveiling of the first of the cairns and plaque marking historic sites in New Zealand by the Honourable C.M. Bowden, retiring and foundation chairman of the Historic Places Trust. Associated with Mr. Bowden were the present chairman, Mr. Ormond Wilson, and members of the Trust, and Mr. Tom Hill, chairman of the Regional Committee of the Trust and members of his committee. Colour and pageantry was lent to the event by the traditional Maori costume worn by members of the Maori Club of the Tolaga Bay District High School, who staged the realistic reenactment of the landing. That the event is still among the remembered traditions of his people was evidenced in the speech of welcome given in Maori by Mr. Peta Komaru of Ngāti Kuarenui. The final speaker was the retiring chairman of the Trust, the Honourable C.M. Bowden, who performed the unveiling ceremony.
I have the honour and pleasure of unveiling this plaque.
Immediately the plaque was unveiled, the Tolaga Bay High School Maori Club presented their reenactment of the landing. Clad in authentic Maori garb, they were sitting around their marae engaged in games. Suddenly the strange ship is sighted, and the boat from it, with Captain Cook in the stern sheet, approaches the shore. A potpourri of challenges and of welcome is chanted by the chief. Is it from Hawaiki or from whence do you come? Is the burden of the challenge. In any case, you are welcome. Then Captain Cook, in full naval uniform, disembarks from the ship's boat and advances with his companions to greet the chief. The initial Formalities over, the captain is heard to say,
"In the name of God and of our sovereign Lord, His Majesty George III, by the grace of God, King of England, and of all the colonies beyond the sea, I bring you greetings.